Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What a great show The Wire was. Holy smokes. So, yeah, there would be various actors and actresses from The Wire that could qualify as an answer.
I did not take the best answer from The Wire, that's
yeah,
for sure.
I think that is accurate.
Oh, interesting. I'm excited to hear who that is.
Look, give us a big-time answer for a movie role and a TV role, and we'll see who which listener today can drill down and win the $100 gift card based on the best combination. There are so many big ones still available. For sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of availability, as we broadcast from Borgata today, Elliot in for John, the Sixers probably will not have Dylan Harper available at 3 because he'll probably go 2. Now, Kevin O'Connor does a great job covering the NBA and the 76ers. He was on with Spike Lake and Boban yesterday talking about Rutgers' Dylan Harper, who he is intrigued for the possibility of the Sixers trying to move up to 2, have to take a trade with the Spurs to get it done. Listen to something Kevin O'Connor said.
How aggressive are you in trying to trade up to 2 to get Dylan Harper, and how do you see him fitting?
I think Philadelphia would be a pretty close to ideal fit for Dylan Harper in terms of the spacing Philadelphia would have. You have Embiid, who can shoot threes, Maxey, the speed he plays with, the shooting ability that he has, McCain. Like, there's a lot of shooting on the floor that I think would really help Dylan Harper mitigate some of the shooting concerns that he has and really highlight his just elite downhill attacking. The dude shot almost 70% at the rim last year at Rutgers. He's an ambidextrous finisher at the rim. He's strong. He's got great footwork. He knows how to decelerate. Like, the dude's an awesome finisher and a really good passer, and in theory should be, when he's empowered to be, a very versatile defender at 6'5 with strength and length. So for Philadelphia, I think he'd be a pretty perfect fit next to McCain and Maxey.
All right, before we go any further, and because I know Elliot and Devin, you guys have been paying attention to this, you know, NBA draft stuff a lot, but let me just say this. I think it is noteworthy that we have a very consequential NBA draft coming up for the 76ers soon, this month, really soon. Like, when the NBA finals are over, draft time, the Sixers hold the 3rd pick, and, like, almost nobody's talking about it. It shows how little interest there is right now in the Sixers.
100%.
I mean, it's the 3rd pick in the draft.
So I do think a little bit of it, though, I will say, is I do think college basketball doesn't have the same type of stars it does.
1,000%.
So like, there's not that
people
like.
People don't know.
Really?
I don't know enough about like the potential draftees to really have a strong opinion.
Devin,
on
I'm not. I got to jump into it probably this weekend.
Yeah.
How about this fact? Here's a fact for everyone listening. Most people probably know this, but you might not. So the likely 2nd pick in the draft, Dylan Harper, and his teammate who may or may not go 3rd. Okay. They both played on the same team, Rutgers. That team didn't even make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
There's a team in, and by the way, it's a relatively local team, not Big Five. Okay, it's not like just a little beyond the perimeter of Philly, but it's not that far away.
You could go watch them play easily.
It's one state away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the state we're currently in, New Jersey.
Yeah, good
we're
point.
In Borgata right now. Like in this state, there was a team that had two players, second pick almost definitely, third pick possibly, didn't even make the tournament. Bizarre world, man, what college basketball has become. And I agree with you, Elliot. It has had an impact on the NBA, and it has.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Has really had an impact on the NBA draft.
For sure. And look, the Sixers have earned the disinterest people have in
them.
So I'm not like blaming any fan. But I would say that this is a chance for that to change. Like, if they nail this pick, whether it be at 3, whether they trade up to 2, it could quite literally change everything about this franchise for the next 10 years. So it is a massive pick.
It is.
And I think it's clear who they should take for what it's worth.
Which is who?
I would take Ace Bailey. Yeah. I think people are overthinking this. Like, they have to take the biggest swing. The best way I could describe it is, I think Howie Roseman would take Ace Bailey, right? I think, like, that's the move. Dylan Harper is intriguing. I thought it was really cute that Kevin O'Connor included Embiid in his answer there, as if like Embiid factors into this like whatsoever. So, but I do think that if they get Dylan Harper or Ace Bailey, and I think those are the two guys are most likely to take, I mean, they could completely change the trajectory of the franchise. So there's other guys I don't like as much.
But
there,
that would also take time, right?
Well, yeah, they're not going to win anything next year.
I mean,
year,
a 19-year-old. You know, you hope he becomes like the next Dwayne Wade, but that's going to take years.
It does take years for sure. But you look at the guys that are in the finals now. I know they were technically traded to those teams, but they were rookies when they were traded. Like SGA, Halliburton, you look at Anthony Edwards in Minnesota. Like, you get one player and it really changes everything for a franchise. So, yeah, I'm super excited for
that. All right, let me ask this one other question, then right to the phones. James, when the Sixers had the number one pick, with Allen Iverson, forget the Ben Simmons and the Markelle Fultz, of which I was very excited for because we waited a long time and they finally had it. But independent of what they turned into, let's just take Iverson as an example. When the Sixers had the number one pick, and we pretty much knew it was probably going to be Iverson, there was like a little bit it could be someone else.
Camby, Marbury, there were other dudes.
Yeah,
there
were others.
It was Iverson. It was Iverson.
If you were a 10 out of 10 with excitement for that, what out of 10 are you for this?
So it's hard.
Are you a 2?
Yeah.
Well, are you a 1?
That's the thing, is it's impossible to disassociate my feeling for the Sixers right now from the pick. You know, like
I agree.
So like that's the issue, is I'm so down on the Sixers as an organization, as a product, all of it now, that I'm just not as excited as I should be. So yeah, like a 3 maybe.
Can I tell you why I think you should both be 10s, but for the reasons you just said? Because this is a chance to like the team again. Like, whoever they draft will be the new face of the team, will be the most important player, and if he's awesome, you guys can start liking the Sixers again.
Yeah,
so I get why your excitement's low, but I think you should actually look at this a different way. Like, this is a chance for you to be back in.
Look, you're not wrong, but two things. One, it's going to take a while. And two, I don't want Daryl Morey to get credit for it.
Why?
Because the team stunk on his watch, in part because of him. They fall down to the third pick. You make the pick. Let's say they pick the right guy. I'm not giving that guy credit for that.
Well, I get your point garbage. That they sucked because of him, but if they pick the correct player, like, and he's been a very
good you know tracker. What? You know, let me just say one more thing, and then right to the phones, because this has not been said enough. Matter of fact, I don't hear WIP 24/7. To the extent that I've heard WIP, obviously our own show and, you know, some other shows over the last 2 weeks, I haven't heard this point made. The Sixers signed Paul George. The Pacers signed Pascal Siakam. The Indiana Pacers are two games away from winning the NBA Finals, with Pascal Siakam maybe as their second best player.
Yeah, but I think that I get your point.
I mean, that is like, James, how has that not come up? How is the fact that Pascal Siakam last round had 3 30-point games? The guy had 3 games in the Eastern Conference Finals where he scored 30 or more. Paul George couldn't score 30 points if he started at 29.
I'll tell you how it didn't come up, because we're all checked out. As Sixers
I mean,
fans.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sorry to get so worked up.
No,
that's unbelievable.
But I think, too, like, Pascal Siakam wouldn't be Pascal Siakam here. He's a better player. No, but I'm saying, just to really quickly, like.
But he's a pretty solid player.
No, he's better than Paul George, don't get me wrong. But the issue is the Pacers' best player, Haliburton, is way better than the Sixers' best player. Like, that's why Pascal Siakam matters.
But is he, like.
If healthy.
Well, Joel can't even play.
When Joel's healthy.
Yeah, but that's not an if anymore.
The Pacers have just a bunch of players. They're deep. Like, the Pacers have a bunch of guys who can go out and give you minutes in a series. And
all right, let's get to the phones. There's a lot happening here. You can react to it all. Barry and Darby. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Hey, Barry, you got to speak up there a little bit, my man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm good. By the best. Listen, I've got some answers for you for
yes, sir.
TV to movies. And as far as the Phillies, I don't think they could do it because they lack diversity.
Diversity of what sort?
Different cultures.
Oh, different culture. I didn't know if you meant type of player or cultures. Okay, so cultures. Well, look, you can win a lot of different ways in sports. I mean, I think you can win, you know, without being diverse, but it certainly can help if you are. They have not had many Dominican players through the years. They've improved a bit, Ranger and such, but not a ton.
Okay, now you, your other question.
Yes.
I got a few for it, but I got Will Smith from rapper to musician to the Fresh Prince.
Okay, so Fresh Prince is a great TV answer. And what do you think is his number one movie? Because this could win. Mm. Fresh Prince and which movie? What's your combination?
Independence Day.
That might be right.
I got to think about that.
Will Smith, there's
right,
like several
yeah,
answers.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good movie answers.
All right, I'm not going to.
Can we say the other ones?
No, not yet.
I like that answer. I didn't even think.
Yeah, you really helped him through that, but he might have the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. We'll say. All right, 2-1. I mean, that's the idea. We're trying to figure out best movie and TV combination. I think it's fair to say the only thing that potentially could be better than Fresh Prince with him and TV is when he. Slap Chris Rock. It was on TV. I know.
What a wild moment in retrospect.
Oh, my God.
There was that little bit of maybe it was fake, but now that it clearly wasn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, that was not fake.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.